this past week was one of those weeks in which I had the opportunity to have lots of conversations with people in different places, different parishes, schools, etc. I spoke with one young man. I think he was in high school, not sure, but I think so. And in the course of our conversation, he shared that he just didn't go to Mass much. And I asked him, you know, why would you want to go to Mass? And he gets this little grin on his face. And he said, because it's boring? I thought that's great. No pretense, no keeping up appearances. This is how it is. And I said, well, that's a reason why you wouldn't want to go to Mass, right? I asked the question, why would you want to go to Mass? You know, if you live basically content with what you can access, maybe through your phone, spending oodles of time scrolling, involved in social media, becoming somewhat codependent on others, you like their content, they like your content, that makes you feel good, that makes them feel good, and that makes you happy, and that's all you want for life. You know, if you're content living in your parents' basement, playing video games until you're in your 50s, eating their food, if that's all you want out of life on this horizontal level of living, essentially like that of an amoeba that sucks in things from its environment, and the only thing that it really gives back is the refuse from what it consumes. If that's all you have in mind for your life, well, then it's no wonder you wouldn't want to come to Mass, where the vertical dimension of divinity, of morality, intersects your comfortable, convenient life, confronting you with the reality that there is a cosmic battle between good and evil, and that you're involved whether or not you want to be, either on the sidelines, maybe on the dark side, but certainly you're invited to be involved with the light. It's up to you. You can choose for sure to live as you're living and to not be disrupted by anything that might shake you out of your complacency and involve you in something great. Pope Benedict put it this way. He said, Jesus said to his followers, stay here and keep watch. And this appeal for vigilance concerns precisely this moment of anguish, of threats, in which the traitor was to arrive. But it concerns the whole history of the church. It's a permanent message for every era because the disciples' drowsiness was not just a problem at that moment, but is a problem for the whole of history. The question is, in what does this apathy consist? What would the watchfulness to which the Lord invites us consist of? I would say that the disciples' sleepiness in the course of history is a certain insensitivity of the soul with regard to the power of evil, an insensibility to all the evil in the world. We do not wish to be unduly disturbed by these things. We prefer to forget them. We think that perhaps, after all, it will not be so serious, and we forget. Moreover, it's not only insensibility to evil when we should be watchful in order to do good, to fight for the force of goodness. Rather, it's an insensibility to God. This is our true sleepiness. This insensibility to God's presence is what makes us insensible to evil. We're not aware of God. He would disturb us. Hence, we are naturally not aware of the force of evil and continue on the path of our own convenience. Isn't that good? You don't know evil, the force of evil, without the good, do you? Without knowing the good. You know, I heard something of this from a young woman. I'm sure she was in her 20s, maybe 25 or so. She shared with me that she'd been away from the church for several years and recently had returned. And she said, I returned because I decided I needed to take my faith seriously because the world is in such a terrible state. I looked at the world, I said it's a wreck, and I said, I need to take my faith seriously to engage in a meaningful, constructive way. That's powerful. It reminds me of what the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem said in an interview just a couple days ago. You know, Jerusalem is the mother church, right, of all Christianity. And so the cardinal there is given that special title of Patriarch. In the interview, he was talking about the war and other things. And he said, we have always had many problems of all kinds. And even the economic financial situation has always been very fragile. But there has never been hunger before. And then he said this. He said, the weakness of the United States creates a great dilemma. Because until now, there has always been someone to put things in order. Now there is no longer anyone to play this role, and we have to do it ourselves. I don't know if, how, or when this will be possible. Friends, this Holy Week, this confrontation with the passion of Jesus Christ confronts us with the reality of evil in the world and in the human heart. Something is deeply wrong with humanity, but apparently we're not beyond hope. For as we're confronted with the world's fallenness, we're also confronted with the historical fact that God has not abandoned us, but has intervened and continues to do so. So the question for us then becomes, what does it suggest if we're bored with the things of God? Is there a battle between good and evil? What does it look like? How am I involved? How big of a hold does convenience and apathy have on me? What is God saying by disturbing me, by inconveniencing me? What is he hoping for me that I'm afraid or disinclined to hope for myself? Will you sleep away your life or be watchful until the sun arises to set all things right and welcomes you home?